The breakfast and lunch program is still fairly new to the Wrangell School District. Just a few years ago, Wrangell was one of six school districts in Alaska without the federal program. And that's when former Superintendent Woody Wilson began pushing to get the program into the Wrangell schools. After months of work by the school district, the program is now on its third successful year. And school officials say the benefits of the program are showing. Over at the Wrangell High School, cafeteria manager Sue Colbreth serves up pancakes to a crowded auditorium of hungry students. Sue has been managing the breakfast and lunch program for the past 2 years and says the program keeps her very busy.
Well, Wayne and I get there about 5:45 and we start whatever we're making and get it going. And as soon as we get done with that, we start our lunch. So we're pretty busy from 5:45 to 1:30. It's just go, go, go.
Sue prepares the meals for the middle school and high school, while Wayne Harding works at the elementary school. Sue says many students rely on the meal service, which means they prepare a lot of food each day.
I think instead of like one case of something, you're going through four or five cases. So it's pretty amazing. Like on chicken nugget day, you could go through seven cases of chicken nuggets. So we're pushing a lot of food through. And on burger day, you're talking 200 burgers. And pizza days, usually we make 10 or 11 big hotel pans.
Last year, Sue says they were operating out of the Diamond Sea restaurant, which meant they were transporting all of the food across town multiple times a day. This year, a cafeteria has been set up at the high school, which means the food is made right on site. And Sue says that's a big improvement. Evergreen Elementary School principal Therese Ashton says she's very happy with the direction the program's moving. Ashton works as the federal programs director for the district and says she's noticed major changes in the students.
It was pretty exciting to see the effect it had on the students because, you know, there were some kids that would come in with headaches or stomach aches and cranky. They got in trouble first thing in the morning and come to find out that some of those kids just didn't, you know, rushed out of the house or something and they didn't have breakfast. And so this program provides that food for kids, and it makes it so that they also have time in the morning to socialize with each other, and that seems to be a good thing that happens.
With a school district made up of 65% low-income families, the food program offers some students the option for free or reduced meals. Ashton says this option gives a nutritionally sound breakfast and lunch to some students who might not be getting consistent meals otherwise. And this year, Evergreen Elementary School will continue to offer students a fresh vegetable and fruit snacks program, which Ashton hopes will promote healthy choices.
It's really about educating kids on the value of eating fresh fruits and vegetables. And the kids last year we started it, they were very positive. We had comments from the children often about how they'd never tried this before and they really liked it, asking for more vegetables. So that was really fun to see and hear. And we did get a lot of positive comments from parents that their kids would go home and say, I had pea pods today and they were really good, or, you know.
Cafeteria manager Sue Colbreth says this is her last year doing the food program and encourages anyone interested in the community to step up and take over the program next year. Applications for the free or reduced lunch can be picked up at any of the schools or at the district office. The application deadline is September 21st. For more information, you can contact the Wrangell School District at 907-874-2347. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.